is Saturday, January the 28th, 2012. We're only about, 11 months from the end of the world, according to the Mayan calendar. I want to thank caller Larry for his insights and for his thoughts. And let's go right to our next caller, which is Mark in Georgia. Hi, Mark. How are you doing today?
Okay. Can you hear me?
I hear you now.
Oh, okay, cool. I just want to make clear on that. Listen, our phony friend, James Timothy Turner, guess what? He's in Atlanta today. He's trying to prop up this entrapment operation that kind of blew up in his face. If anybody's interested, I've got better things to do with my time, even if I had the gas and the time to go over there. It's going to be at the Ryans. You go up Peachtree Industrial to around Jimmy Carter. There's a Ryan Steakhouse. Go buy dinner. There's good, decent people there. It's just that, I don't know, are you ready? What the report I heard was that James Timothy Turner is actually the name of his twin brother that died, and he uses that name as an alias, which basically insulates him from certain stupid things that he's done. And it's like, well, I'm not James Timothy Turner. That's my twin brother. Like, what? But, you know, I just thought if anyone's interested in go there and ask him some embarrassing questions, like all these empty promises that he made. But
I happen to know for a fact that there was a meeting of state nationals in the state of Colorado, and yep, that Tim Turner showed up at the meeting to try to, you know, hold court as if it was, you know, his organization or something. And, you know, the people there just ignored him until he left. And the guy just, yeah, I mean, basically that's what they did. They just ignored him and, you know, and made him leave because, you know, you can't go out and be a U.S. citizen, be presumed to be a U.S. citizen, and then to try to start, you know, another government while you're still a citizen. You know, it's ridiculous. I mean, if you want to fix it, you know, it's like me. I want to fix it. I don't want to be out here. There's too much disinformation out there. I don't want to be a source of disinformation. I'm going to go. I'm going to do, you know, my own, you know, expatriation. I can only fix me. And I've told everybody else how to fix it. Everybody wants to argue with me and tell me, no, that's not true. This isn't true. That ain't true. Hey, there's so much disinformation out there. Go believe what you want to believe. Go end up in court the rest of your life. I ain't going.
Well, you know, the thing is, we can persuade those that can be reasoned with and those that you can't reason with. I mean, I deal with these people who maintain that I'm an anti-Semite because I said, look, I don't have a problem with Jews. I have a huge problem with phonies. I have a problem with people who think that because they feign a religion that therefore they are exempt from criticism. Like, no. You know, if you think God is fooled by all the lies you've been told, he's not. And, you know, that's where we're going to miss you, but I can't help but wonder who's going to be taking your place. But, you know, I used to be in Newt Gingrich's constituency, and I got this joke that it's still in the working phases of it. Somebody can develop this. You know that that Newt was married to a woman named Mary Ann, and rumor has it that when he was married to Mary Ann, he wanted to have a three-way with a woman named Ginger.
Well, did you hear what he said? Did you hear what he said in Florida last week? He was accused of being grandiose. So he came out and he said that by the end of his second term, he would guarantee that we would have a base on the moon, and that would be an American moon base. And as soon as there was 13,000 in the moon base, they could petition for statehood.
Oh, please. I gotta say, I look at Newt, and I tell people, go to the real Newt Gingrich. Go to YouTube, search the real Newt Gingrich by the John Birch Society. And
I've seen it. We've got to go to break. You're listening
all
to
God bless
Positively
you,
Unconstitutional and the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back right after this message from our sponsor.
If I could get Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesite, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Hey, RBN listeners. By now, most of you have started stocking up on gold and silver to get you through the upcoming economic crisis, and that's good. You're ahead of the crowd. But when the dollar finally fails, as every paper currency in the history of the world has failed, and silver and gold prices are worth hundreds or even tens of thousands of dollars an ounce, do you really expect to be able to easily trade them for basic essentials? With precious metals prices soaring, now may be the time to take a look at copper. For thousands of years, copper was used daily for bartering in the marketplace, and we're guessing we'll need it again, and very soon. Visit AOCScopper.com, the nation's largest private producer of copper medallions, and browse our huge selection. Stock up now while you still have time. That's AOCScopper.com, and use promo code RBN to receive free shipping. Don't get stuck without a practical way to trade. Visit AOCScopper.com and get prepared today.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Every day is the weekend I stay up, so I sleep in. Every day.
And welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. We're visiting with our caller, Mark from Georgia. And Mark, before the break, you were talking about the video, The Real Newt Gingrich, by the John Birch Society. And I like the way it starts out. The cover is, it says, among the elementary measures the American Soviet government will adopt to further the Cultural Revolution are A, National Department of Education, the studies will be revolutionized. I encourage everybody out there who's going to go vote to go and watch this. It's at vimeo.com, 644-5068. Or just search, you know, do a search, The Real Newt Gingrich. You'll find it Vimeo. You don't have to watch it in pieces. It's 33 minutes long. And it just goes through all of his votes and shows you how he's an internationalist. And, you know, I mean, that's, as far as I'm concerned, that's the end of the story. I mean, he's been working for, you know, 30 years to communize the United States. And if you like the way we're going and where we're headed, you know, by all means, vote for Newt. But, you know, I'll take L.B. Borkstan. You know, they're not my government. I don't want anything to do with these people. I'm getting as far away from them as I can, as fast as I can. So with that said, let's go to our next caller out there. I'm assuming Mark is gone.
I'm still here.
Oh, you're still there.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think
about
that?
Well, I think that what I told this person who was running for Congress, you know, it's like Ephesians 5, verse 6. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of such things, God's wrath comes on those who are disobedient. And there was somebody who was very critical and caustic about Ron Paul. And he's saying, in the state of Virginia, I have a choice between Romney or Ron Paul. I'm going to vote, you know, not that I like either one, because, you know, he doesn't like Ron Paul's foreign policy because he's still this, you know, he's still under the illusion of the Zionist disinformation. And so he said, I'm going to vote for Ron Paul just because I want him to get up and speak at the convention in favor of his fiscal policy. And I'm like, well, part of his fiscal policy is we're squandering way too much money on military adventurism, which he still doesn't understand. But the thing that I we're on the same page that I would be embarrassed of any Georgian that would vote for Newt Gingrich. And I'm saying, look, embarrassed in the sense of, gee, I wish you knew better. But the thing is that it's like, if you think that Newt will not do anything more than embarrass the GOP, embarrass the state of Georgia far worse than anything that Jimmy Carter did to embarrass the state of Georgia. You like, is it John McManus who said, you said, you know, you just tell him, you ought to know better. And maybe that'd be a good bumper sticker. Newt, question mark, you ought to know better. And
how can anybody take a guy serious? I mean, a guy that you're putting your trust in, who's divorced three wives, a guy who you're putting your trust in, who, you know, makes outrageous, crazy statements. He makes the statement that, you know, one day Ron Paul will wake up and no one will be able to take him seriously. Well, I already wake up. I can't take Newt Gingrich seriously.
Well, I take him to anyone who does not understand, like, let no one deceive you with empty words. What I hear from Newt Gingrich, when right here, you, state of Georgia, going to be on the ballot, and I don't know how my mom's going to handle it, but it's probably going to be another layer of something on. We voted.
Hey, Mark, we're having some technical difficulties, and you're breaking up, so we can't understand what you're saying. We'll have to let you go and go to the next caller. Thanks for your call. Thanks for your thoughts. And we're going to go to our next caller, who is Leo in Massachusetts. Leo, great to hear from you. How are you today?
Oh.
All right, are you there?
Oh.
Hello? I hear you now. I hear you now.
Okay. Yeah, thanks for taking my call. The last two times I've been crunched out at the end.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry about that. What's going on?
Yeah, I've been seriously thinking about this whole dual citizenship bit. And why can't we extend this to people who are U.S. citizens and state citizens? After all, if you can be citizens of a different country, why can't you simultaneously? Why can't we be citizens of two different states simultaneously? Screw them. We can run this through and stop the whole dual state business.
Again, you know, how do you get people to do it? I've been, you know, out here, John, for over a year trying to get people to convert their status, but they're so brainwashed that, you know, U.S. citizenship is a high status and that, you know, nobody has more rights than a U.S. citizen.
I'm not saying that you reject your U.S. citizenship. I'm saying you claim dual citizenship and you claim to be whichever citizen you choose to be at the time they deal with you. After all, you have dual citizenship with other countries. Why can't you have dual citizenship with other states?
I don't see any reason that you can't, to be honest with you. I hadn't considered it for myself. I don't know all the implications, what that would mean. I don't know.
I think it's wrong that we have dual citizenship.
As long as you're a citizen, you're a taxpayer. And most people that, you know, want to change their citizenship want to do it for that reason.
But, I mean, this to me seems a way we can attack the monster with his own laws, you see, because they allow dual citizenship. I want to destroy dual citizenship.
Well, I'd like to see it, you know, destroyed as well. Of course, they want to destroy all nationality. They want to make everyone a one world citizen. See, now they're invoking the new European Union citizenship. And see, if you read the news, Germany has already asked that Greece give up its sovereignty over the debt.
So it really is 1984 with Oceania, right?
What's that?
So it really is 1984 with Oceania, O-C-H-E-N-I-A, you know, conglomeration of these countries.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You know, well, it's a trilateral commission. You know, you've got the American bloc. Now you've got the European bloc. You got the Asian bloc. And, of course, everybody's currency is failing. And so, you know, we'll have to bring them together under, you know, this one world banking system.
I heard
we don't need an elected government. We'll just have bankers run everything because, of course, they know.
I heard an interesting concept from a Japanese friend the other day, and he was talking about there are 400 international mafia families that run the planet, according to him.
And?
No, I mean, had you heard of that? I was wondering.
I've heard of the Committee of 300. Is that what you're referring to?
And they're totally international?
Oh, yes. And this was mentioned in a, you know, some televised exchange between Russian premier, I'm not sure if it was Gorbachev or if it was before Gorbachev, but he mentions it on TV with one of the presidents. You know, that the Committee of 300's approved this. That's okay. And so, you know, just like Martin Armstrong says, there's this, you know, behind the curtain dictatorship that runs the presidency. I think Bill Clinton said it best. He said, you know, when you become president, you realize what you don't control. In other words, he's being told what to do.
Changing topic a little. When are you leaving?
Well, today is my last show.
Oh, my goodness.
And,
I didn't quite get the reason.
I think next week they're going to just switch around some of the times. I think Darren Weeks is going to be at this time. And that they're going to move Todd McGreevy around, and they'll have a new morning host come on for Saturday morning. I don't know who that is at this time. No, it's just a personal decision by me, Leo. I just would like to have my Saturday back to do other things. And, you know, I'm just disappointed in people just, you know, they listen, but they don't do anything. And, you know, that's the problem is there's everybody's just acquiescing to the system, and the system is just continually taking more and more rights. And, you know, I figure that, you know, the only person I can change is the guy here in the morning. And so I'm going to go out here and do my own personal changes and get as far away from the system as I can. And I need time to work on some of the things that, you know, I think you need going forward.
You're going to become more Jerry.
Power and food and, you know, stuff like that, and a place to run to.
As one speaker at church quite a few years back, about 30-plus years ago, said that his name was Jerome Letwin. He was, a professor at Brandeis or something like that. Well, you know, we're being Nazified, but you see, you won't see the jackboots on the street because that's counterproductive. I thought that was pretty insightful on his part. All the laws are getting
written. We live in a communist country without the iron fist. You know, here the iron fist is clawed in a velvet glove. And so we have the illusion of freedom. We have the illusion of liberty. We have the illusion of the rule of law. But in fact, we have none of those things.
That was one of the characters in the Yellow Submarine movie was this velvet glove pounding on things, if you remember that movie. The Beatles cartoon.
Sure, sure. Well, you hear the music in the background there. That means we have to go for a word from our sponsors. We'll be back after this word. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Inflammation can cause pain and makes getting around a lot harder. Through injuries or just old age, it's important to use anti-inflammatories, but the natural way. You need relief. You need GDU. Daniel Chapter 1's GDU is an all-natural anti-inflammatory, a proteolytic enzyme that has helped thousands of people stop taking COX-2 inhibitors. They're deadly, can cause liver failure and kidney failure. Just to name a couple side effects. GDU has been for years one of Daniel Chapter 1's customers' star products. Try all-natural GDU and feel the difference. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. Get GDU, the natural anti-inflammatory. Use promo code 300A for a discount. That's promo code 300A. Call 800-504-5511 and get your GDU today.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. We've been visiting with our caller, Leo, from Massachusetts. And, Leo, you know, I've been thinking more and more about your idea of, you know, dual citizenship. I'm wondering why, you know, why I would still want to be subjected to, you know, the socialism here. I mean... Well, I don't understand the benefits of having dual citizenship. I understand you're trying to get rid of the dual citizenship.
What I'm trying to say is that I think by having a dual state and national citizenship, we can approach the issue and make it an issue. Hello?
Yeah, we just need enough people to do that.
Well, it's a matter of a legal challenge, and as soon as the one legal challenge gets passed and the dual citizenship concept is brought to the fore, then the system is going to start freaking out.
Well, you know, we had a similar problem back before they passed all the statutory law, and that is that, you know, people were, you know, doing thing in one state and then, you know, running over and trying to be defended by the common law of another state. And so, you know, this is part of the reason that they've used to pass all the statutory laws is to codify things and to make it the same everywhere, you know, to make it all the same everywhere, to make it uniform.
Hello?
So that they can put you in a uniform, in a straitjacket, take away all your freedoms. Hey, thanks for your call, Leo. I've got a few other callers waiting here.
Okay, thank you.
You have a great day, and enjoy your weekend. With that said, let's go to our next caller, and the next caller is Yvonne in Nevada. How are you today?
I'm fine, fine, fine. I'm calling in to say so long, but not goodbye, because hopefully we'll hear from you from time to time. Will you be doing any shows, do you think?
Oh, I'm not abject to it. I'm sure that if John calls me and invites me, or one of the other hosts calls me and invites me, I'll come on and do a show from time to time. But, you know, it's really a time issue for me. I'm finding that it takes more and more of my gray matter, thinking about the show every week and trying to keep, you know, the show, you know, entertaining to some degree, and yet, you know, trying to give a message that's real, you know, something that's a real remedy instead of just, you know, some nonsense, legal trick that somebody learned, you know, that does one thing. And, of course, to engage in the Hegelian dialectic, you know, to engage in the two false choices that you offer, that they're offering you, or to vote for any of the, you know, two false choices that they give you in an election, I mean, it's just appalling to me. And, you know, the only stance that I can take is, we just need to turn our backs on these people. I've often thought
about how hard it would be to do, particularly your type of show and how consuming it is. But I personally, along with hundreds of others, want to say thank you so much for your way of cutting right through the legal jargon and presenting it to we laymen out here so that we could understand. And it really helped to clarify Mr. Bork's 14th Amendment and the terminology, the way they use it back and forth.
I had a patriotard friend of mine stop by the other day, and he said, well, you know, these judges, they just ignore the law. They just do this, they do that. Mm-hmm. We've asked them to tell us show us the law that makes us liable for taxes, and they just ignore us and say, I'm the only law you need to see, and they put us in jail.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him, I said, you know, the judge is right. He doesn't need to do anything. You are a U.S. citizen, therefore you're a taxpayer. He don't need to show you a law. He's got jurisdiction over you.
Yeah.
And it's that simple. It's your nationality. And if you don't want to be a U.S. citizen, then you won't be a U.S. taxpayer. But,
Let me ask you an opinion. I was speaking to someone with Brother Gregory's, you know, his holy church. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to him about opting out, and that I had no problems with opting out, but I was concerned about the quote-unquote legal jargon one would have to have after opting out and when speaking with them. And he said that it's too early. He said, because the government will opt everybody out. And I said, why? And he said, because if you look at history, it's always been that way. All the governments, when they got tired of paying for people and taking care of them, they just opted them out.
They took away their nationality and took away their citizenship and didn't owe them any money anymore.
Yeah.
If you hear the music in the background there, you'll know that we have to go for another word from our sponsors. We're at half past the hour. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Extension. life with Extendovite.
Have you read the news? Heart disease still the most likely reason you'll die, but people are still not afraid enough. Over 70 million Americans live every day with some form of heart disease, and we accept it as okay. Well, I don't think it's okay, and I'm here to tell you that Extendivite doesn't think it's okay either. Just a few simple herbs can change the way we think about heart disease. Don't just accept it, do something about it. Live a longer, healthier life. Take Extendivite every day. Extend your life with Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million-bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-5896. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-635-5896. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-635-5896. That's 1-800-635-5896.
Have you been diagnosed with cancer and told that there isn't any alternative to chemo, radiation, and surgery? Are you tired of hearing that if you want to survive, you must be brave and accept the suffering that comes with cancer treatments today? LaserMed Inc. says fight back! Because now it's cancer's turn to die with its revolutionary patented laser treatment called Leash Therapy. Without cutting, bleeding, poisoning, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin and breast cancer in place, as well as some other types of cancer, no matter what the size. To find out if you qualify for this therapy, call 918-398-9577. That's 918-398-9577. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com.
And welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. We're visiting with our caller, Yvonne from Nevada. And Yvonne, I appreciate your support. And it's difficult, you know, to express these things, you know, in a simple way because they purposefully made it confusing. They purposefully made it hard to understand. They purposefully not taught people about the law so that people don't understand the law. They don't understand how it works. They don't understand the principles of how the law works. They don't understand the maxims in law. And that's what Mr. Bork taught me, L.B. Bork, the author of the Red Amendment, taught me, was that to study the law, you need to start with the maxims. And those are the basics, you know, the underpinning, you know, thoughts that you know, lead philosophically, you know, through the law. Mm-hmm. Now they're trying to impose on us what's called corpus juris, you know, a whole body of laws that are designed to enslave us. And it's designed to put us on the defensive. It's designed to make it so that we have to prove that we're not guilty instead of the opposite way wrong. Instead of being presumed innocent now, you're guilty and you have to prove your innocence.
Well, do you think that there is a possibility of the scenario I laid out to you, that they would just opt us all out, but we'd have to sink or swim? for certain. You know, we'd have to have our own land. You know, be able to be completely 100% self-sufficient, which would be...
Well, I don't think that's what they want at all. I think that they would more likely, they'd be more than likely to, you know, throw you into a, you know, a FEMA camp and, you know, use you for slave labor than to try to give you a chance to go out there and succeed on your own.
Yeah,
now, that's all I want. But, I mean, they've tried, they've gotten to the point where, you know, how can you save any money when they tax it all away? How can you provide for yourself when they're robbing you every single day?
That has been my opinion, that they're going to do just that. I can't imagine us just saying, okay, bye. It would be nice, but I don't think that's going
to
happen.
One of the things they're going to do in order to throw you in the FEMA camp is they're going to take away your nationality. They're going to declare you a terrorist. They're going to declare you an enemy of the state.
Yep.
And see, of course, you know, L.B. Bork and the state nationals, they've got the law on their side. They're not anti-government. They're pro-de jure government. And the current government is anti-de jure government.
Mm-hmm.
So the current government is anti-government. So if you're against the current government and for the de jure government, mm-hmm. well, they're anti-government, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. You know, I fit just about all of them.
You know, if you understand the word insurgent, what an insurgent is somebody who doesn't want to follow all the rules.
Right.
He's protesting against some part of the rules.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we can see that our current government won't follow the organic constitution.
Mm-hmm.
How do we see those things? Well, it's easy to see. We, you know, we were just talking about the ABC agencies, the IRS, the NSA, the CIA, these are all executive agencies. These are all formed with executive orders, which are laws emanating from the executive branch of government, when the rules say all rulemakings in the Congress, Article 1, Section 1 of the Constitution. So all of these agencies are positively unconstitutional. They're all executive agencies. And all the laws that are written in the agencies are made by the appointed administrators. How can you think that this is a representative government when the executive picks the administrator to write the law for his ABC executive agency?
Yeah.
You see how it works?
Yeah.
There's no separation of powers. This is a dictatorship when the president can write rules and laws and just pass it out and create departments and set up czars and just give out power left and right. I mean, this is, you know, this is how it works in the communist system. You know, you just appoint, you know, you're the czar in charge of traffic, you know.
Uh-huh.
Go and rob the people on the road.
Well, I remember communism. I'm old enough that I remember, and boy, it's even worse than what it was in my time.
Well, I mean, we're all communists now. They've communized the country. You know, that's the quote I read about, you know, this whole communizing of the school system. This Gingrich is an internationalist, and they're trying to bring together all the governments, and they're doing it through the banks. And what you're going to have is you're going to have an unelected government of bankers who can change the interest rate and steal your money however they want. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, I heard that Gingrich moonshot, and I thought, he's outdone himself this time. And he'd be perfect for a president for them because he's as loony as they are.
I mean, this guy's out of his mind.
I didn't like him the first time around, and I really didn't like to see him this time.
What blows my mind is they call him Mr. Speaker.
Yeah.
I mean, he hasn't been a Speaker of the House for, what, 8, 10 years?
Well,
now
then he was
kicked out. I mean, he's just another one of them.
Yeah.
You know, he's like you said, he's perfect for them.
Yes, he is.
You know.
And it wouldn't surprise me a bit if he won. Because there's no real winning. If they want him in, he'll be in. If not, he won't. It's just that simple.
Well, I was just blown away of how they bashed and bashed and bashed and bashed to get McCain, who was very unpopular, to be more popular than Ron Paul. I mean, it took 5 months of 20-to-1, you know, exposure in the media to get him to be more popular than Ron Paul. I mean, it's just absolutely incredible the sway and the power that the media has. Yep. And, you know, people are just so eat up with the dumbass. I don't know how else to put it. You know, they watch the television and you know, they believe what they see on there. I mean, it's so foreign. I mean, if you go to any of these foreign countries and, you know, you see how poor people are in, you know, I mean, right across the border here in Mexico, 8 hours away from where I live. I mean, it's pitiful. It's shameless.
Yeah.
And yet, you know, people here have no idea.
No, and it's been that way. I've read so many books by military intelligence officers and, you know, way back who were in, one man, his father was in the Civil War. And both of these guys were in World War One and Two and in Korea. And they were talking about, first of all, the Jews were called Asiatics in those days. You know, because of being Khazars. And then they were talking about the media. And if you go back through history, it's just the same old thing. We've always been lied to our whole lives. My mother, my grandmother, my great-grandmother, all have lived a lie because of the media.
There's no question about it. Hey, Yvonne. Thanks for your support, and thanks for your call. I've got a list of callers stacking
okay.
up over here.
Thank you.
So let me let
God
you
bless.
Go, and we'll take our next caller. Lars in New York. Hi, Lars. How are you today?
Yes, sir. Hello?
Hello, Lars.
Can you hear me?
I hear you now. Speak up a little bit.
Oh, okay, because I can't hear you that well. Okay. I am a... married, father of four, and I want to opt out the system. I work in, you know, I work in healthcare and stuff, and, you know, I garden and things like that. But I kind of don't see my way out of the system right now. And I'm wondering, I know the system is corrupt, and I really hate what's going on. You know, I know it's corrupt from the top down. The president, he's just so corrupt, going all over the world, killing people with remote control planes. And so, I know the system's corrupt, and I want out of the system, but I cannot see my way out of the system right now.
I'm with you. It's very difficult to break loose from all the implied and entangling contracts. Well, for instance, you're married to the state. Did you know that?
Yeah.
You're not married to your wife. You're married to the state, and she's married to the state. And they're kind of like a, you know, that's why you have to get a license. It's illegal for the slaves to marry each other.
Yeah. You know, you mentioned that. Right. I'm homeschooling my children. But now, even with that, it's like I'm sending, I have to get to quarterly reports. My wife has to send in quarterly report to the public, the school system, on the children's progress, and write what we're doing to teach them how we're.
So your children are U.S. citizens. They're the property of the state, and the state's responsible for protecting their assets. You see, and that's why you have to file that. Now, if you were not part of the system, then you wouldn't have to file, obviously.
Right.
And, of course, you know, this is the whole idea, is to get out of the system and, you know, to take back control of your life. Because right now, literally, you know, I'm chattel property, man. And it's so debilitating to me from a philosophical. How do you have any principles when you live in a country who whose principles, whose founding principles say, you know, no slavery, no involuntary servitude, and then who imposes a system of voluntary servitude, and then they make everybody believe that not only is it not voluntary, but, you know, that it's required. So if it's required, then that's slavery. I don't know how else you slice it. You know, if someone has a prior, call on your earnings, if they can take money out of your check before you can, they must own you. You know, that's always been my opinion. And it's very difficult because, you know, we've let it become entrenched. You know, most Americans that are alive today haven't known anything but the New Deal, anything but the socialism, anything but the socialist security, anything but the federal school system.
Right. I don't care anything about the social security. You know, if I get out the system, that's not my concern. My concern is being able to contract with others to do work to make money. Like I've heard said, that there's no money. It appears that there's no money in the Republic. So
there is no money. Only gold and silver coins of the realm are money. And so there is no money in the United States. And see, what you have to understand is the United States was set up as a system of free enterprise. Free enterprise means you do something for me, I do something for you, you pay me with something of value, I pay you with something of value. End of story. No taxable event. But now, you bring a Federal Reserve note to pay me with. Well, a Federal Reserve note's a promise to pay. It's not payment. It's just a promise to pay. And so, what'd you do? Well, there's no free enterprise. Now, you made a taxable event. You brought the bank to the party. You brought the U.S. government to the party with the promissory note, with the debt, because everybody now is part of the commune. We've all donated our estate to the United States. We're all owned. We're all chattel property through the trust that's been set up, through the presumptions in law, through your birth certificate. And so if you're a U.S. citizen, then they own you. You can't do anything without permission from them. And the only way to hope to get freedom back is to change your nationality and quit being a U.S. citizen.
Yeah,
the problem is that everybody else, the other 300 million U.S. citizens, believe that they're free, believe they live in a republic, and that, well, this is the way it is. That's the way you got to do it. They'll tell you so. You got to withhold taxes. You got to do this. You got to do that. I mean, how do you beat the massive, you know, worldwide brainwashing that's occurred?
I'm with you 100%. I've listened to your program from when I heard you. For some reason, I started listening to your program, and I followed you from one all the way up to this program, which could be one of your last, you know, broadcasts. In the current position that you're doing, I've heard Rope, I've heard Kirk, Jerry Kirk, I've heard Lee Brope, and I've heard
L.B. Bork, yeah.
Bork. Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, I've heard these gentlemen, I do think that L.B. Bork has the better program, from what I gather. I know it is, and I will be, you know, looking at Hacking Law more. You know, I'm on the email list and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you can hear my voice, and I've heard it, your dilemma, you know, over, you know, these broadcasts. I still want to do this badly, but I'm here looking at my house, my backyard, my... You know?
I'm exactly the same way, man, and it's debilitating from a mindset. Is that you want to live up to your principles, and yet, in order to live to your principles, you have to throw away your whole life's work. I mean, it's you know,
right.
And of course, I've already, you know, alienated my wife, alienated my children, alienated my in-laws, alienated my parents, alienated my brothers and sisters, You know, and so it's easy, you know, for me to say, you know, I got to quit thinking about this all day, every day.
Yeah. All right. Well, I don't know what to, say.
It'll be a lot easier when all the money's worthless.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
See that?
When the dollar collapses, then I won't have nothing to lose. Nobody will have anything to lose. Of course, then you're going to have massive political unrest. You're going to have martial law. It won't matter what you claim your status is. Then they'll arrest everybody and, you know, ask for papers wherever you go. It'll be just like Germany at the beginning of the Second World War. Well, we've got to go for another word from our sponsors. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I want to remind everybody to stay tuned for Todd McGreen.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, RBN listeners. By now, most of you have started stocking up on gold and silver to get you through the upcoming economic crisis, and that's good. You're ahead of the crowd. But when the dollar finally fails, as every paper currency in the history of the world has failed, and silver and gold prices are worth hundreds or even tens of thousands of dollars an ounce, do you really expect to be able to easily trade them for basic essentials? With precious metals prices soaring, now may be the time to take a look at copper. For thousands of years, copper was used daily for bartering in the marketplace, and we're guessing we'll need it again, and very soon. Visit AOCScopper.com, the nation's largest private producer of copper medallions, and browse our huge selection. Stock up now while you still have time. That's AOCScopper.com, and use promo code RBN to receive free shipping. Don't get stuck without a practical way to trade. Visit AOCScopper.com and get prepared today.
And welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. We're down to the very last 5 minutes of my scheduled programming. And I'm going to take the last caller, who will be Tex-Mex in Texas. How you doing today, Tex-Mex? You get the last word.
Hello, Phil.
Yes,
how
sir?
You doing? Yes, I hate to see you leaving. You were one of my favorite shows on Saturday. And I hope you got to get out to your deer camp down there in Mason this year. I hope you had a chance to get out there.
Actually, I will probably have a chance here in the next couple of months. I've had several chances, but I haven't been able to go.
Yeah. Yeah, and kind of you answered my next question. With everyone you've alienated, I'm assuming you are probably going to go ahead and what is the act or the law that says you can opt out?
It's Statutes at Large, Chapter 15, or Statutes at Large 15, Chapter 249, an act concerning the rights of Americans in foreign states.
All right.
And basically it says that all Americans and their descendants are citizens of foreign states. That means you're born in a country that's foreign to the United States, but they went ahead and they set up a naturalization, a standard naturalization act, and now everybody, the day they're born, is given a Social Security card and naturalized into the United States. And you become their property. They register, which is ownership in legal language. They take ownership of your children the minute you import them into the country.
Can you find that in the amendment of the 14th Amendment? Is that in there?
Well, the 14th Amendment, Section 1, says what? If you're under the jurisdiction of the United States.
Uh-huh.
So there you have it. If you're a U.S. citizen, you're under their jurisdiction. Section 2 says the right to vote is denied except for participation in rebellion. So if you want to be a U.S. citizen, you have to be in rebellion against the country of your birth, which is one of the several states. And so all U.S. citizens commit the crime of misprision of treason. You commit treason. International law says you're a citizen of the country you're born in. All the states are foreign countries to the United States. So when you change or when you become naturalized, that you commit treason, and of course voting is the crime, and it shows your consent. So when you vote, you give your consent for those criminals in Washington to do whatever the hell they want, and they're doing it.
That's right.
And it's all our fault.
Yeah, it's a shame, but and as far as Newt goes, Newt Gingrich, if three women can't trust him, I don't know how anyone else can. And I'll let you have the last word, and goodbye and good luck. All right? Adios, amigo.
All right. Thank you, Tex-Mex. You have a great one. And we're just about out of time here. Let me once again remind everybody to stay tuned for Common Sense Revisited coming up in just a few minutes. Todd McGreevy. Next week, I understand there's going to be a change in schedules, and Darren Weeks is going to take this time slot. With that said, I'm out of here. Thank you for listening. You've been listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The next